I know I qualify. Well, Dave, you can pass this information on, I guess, to your son because he's got the kids that are qualify.
Okay.
Pat, I'm sorry to say, yeah. I don't think the child tax credits are going to come your way.
My dogs don't.
I'm looking for you about dogs. And just,
they don't qualify, huh?
No.
Yeah. No, man. Dogs are people, too.
In some people's minds.
Yes.
Oh, there are some people who treat dogs.
Just, yeah.
Yeah. This has been going on, but I thought, you know, since we're getting close and just because some new information has come out, I thought I'd just toss a few things out. Because there's actually a couple of things I never thought about. When it comes to this, you know, the child tax credits are going to start in July. This is where you're hearing that monthly checks are going to start going out to those that have the qualifying kids and if your income. Or you could opt out and receive the lump sum payment next year when you do your tax return.
Oh, okay.
To which my first thought on that is, why would I do that? Why do I want the government to have that money? If it's going to be mine.
Take it now.
Give it to me now,
right.
And I'll put it to good use. Maybe, hopefully, do what's necessary to pay some bills or whatever. And maybe if I have the wherewithal to invest, I can perhaps earn a little bit more than having the government have it all. At least that was my thought. And then I was reading the information. I thought, now here's what's going on. Well, first of all, if you go to irs.com/child tax credit, which I put a link up on the Morning Team Show page, all kinds of helpful information. So yesterday, the IRS launched two new tools, as they call them, to help people figure out whether they'd get a payment in the first place. Because remember, you have to qualify for those payments. And the qualifications are, you got to have kids that are going to be between the ages of, kids up to the age of 17, I should say.
Yeah.
There's different rates for younger kids to older kids. But the big thing is your income. You have to be a couple making less than $150,000. And if you're single, less than $112,000, the more your income goes up, the less your credit will be. There's still credits available, but your credit is going to be adjusted.
I think I remember, when they were passing this bill, it was kind of means tested in a way, right?
Yeah. But one of the keys here is, and this is where it goes back to whether or not you might want to receive payments now or wait, is because, as the IRS says, if you are basing your payments now on your income of what you're receiving this year, but your income increases and puts you into a different bracket by the end of the year, you might owe money back.
Oh.
So you're receiving monthly payments now, and by the end of your tax return, is like, I got a healthy raise or whatever happened, your income went over the threshold.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now you've gone above the threshold.
So this is different than the stimulus payments where it didn't matter. Even if they overpaid you, you didn't have to pay anything back.
That's the key. That is the key. So, now I get it. I think I'm safe in my situation.
I was going to say, I'm going to say it's not a high percentage during the pandemic that many people, I'm not saying there weren't some, but people really got much of a raise.
I suppose if you're close to the threshold, maybe that would be a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I still say if you're thinking of taking it because you want that big tax return, it's just like getting the big tax return. You don't want the big tax return.
Yeah.
Really? You don't want the government handling your money. So I thought, I never thought of that. And also, here's something else to think about, too, which I never thought about. This goes back to the qualifying age. If you're a child, it applies to children through the age of 17. But the age test is applied as of December 31st, 2021. So if your child is 17 throughout the entire year, but on December 31st turns 18, guess what?
You're out of luck.
You're out of luck.
Yeah.
It's kind of the reverse of having a child born on December 31st, where you get the tax benefit for the entire year. Now, if your child is born on December 31st and has the birthday and is 18, that benefit's gone. I did not know.
Yeah,
I just thought it was the average age of what the child was throughout most of the year. That maybe it was prorated or something like that. Nope, that's not the case. That's not the case. And there's also, if you are a person who has a child that would qualify, but you don't file income taxes, and for whatever reason that would be, there's a non-filer tool that you can use as well.
Well, they have all the bases covered.
They do. And you can opt out, right? There are
you
many
can
ways,
opt out,
right?
Yeah. And that's one of the keys. I remember talking. I did a show earlier, a focus show earlier this year, and it had to do with this very topic, and that's when I first was hearing about the opt-out. That was my question, why would you want to opt out? And the reference was made because of perhaps income levels.
Yeah, that change. That could change. Or like you said, the kid is not eligible.
Mm-hmm. And it is, by the way, this is what's key too, is you do have to opt out. If you right now qualify, you will receive these payments automatically unless you say, I don't want it. So that goes back, if your income level is that close, you're concerned, you do have to opt out.
Right.
Which you would think that you'd have to opt in, mm-hmm. Save my payments until next year. Unless I want it now, then I'll get it. But nope, everyone's going to get it. And later this summer, it says, or I should say in early August, there will be another feature that's going to be coming to the IRS that allows people to update their mailing address. And also, you'll have chances to update your family income and family status later on in the summer. Say that you have a child born.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So the options are there, too. So it's not as cut and dried as you talked about with the stimulus.
Yeah, right.
It's like, here it is. Take it. Be done with it. There's no... Remember the big question on that was, we're going to owe taxes on this? No, there were no taxes owed on that.
Right.
And essentially, there's no taxes owed on this either. It's just the fact that if, for whatever reason, you are getting money early and you find out that you shouldn't have received it because your income level, for example, your child turns 18 or whatever.
Yeah.
The IRS is going to come knocking on your door.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And you don't want that. So again, if you go to WSW.com, and on the morning team page, I've got a link up so you can find all this information out for yourself. And it starts in July. It doesn't say if it's, 1st of July, end of July, middle of July, but July is when the first payments are supposed to go out.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, this is it's going to be quite the experiment because supporters of this say this is going to cut child poverty in half. So we will see. We will see. Now, you know what? I've also remember hearing a lot of economists argue because about the earned income tax credit. I've heard them say that. That is much more beneficial to a family and much more beneficial to the economy than, let's say, raising the minimum wage. So instead of an earned income tax credit, here you're getting the child tax credit. Kind of the same in a way. Just it's different, obviously, but still.
And having said that, I thought I heard, and maybe you correct me if you have not heard or if I'm mistaken, that as this is happening, there's some murmurings of perhaps making this a permanent.
Well, that is the political. Yeah,
that's part of the
political debate because they're saying this could go away in 2022, but will anybody really want to vote it down? Sort of like other programs that get passed and are kind of popular, they kind of stick around for a while. Will this one actually not pass in 2022?
So stay tuned.
We'll see.
There could be more.
Right.